Beginning the current daf from Pesachim daf Ayin Ches. We begin on the second line down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues a similar discussion as it had on the previous daf. And that is just like on the previous daf, it asked that, let's say our Mishnah on daf Ayin Vav Beis Nalak Reb Yeshua, that he said that im ein basar ein dam, that you need to have both components for the carbon to be brought and to be considered fulfilled, that you have to have the dam, which is brought on the Mizbeach, and so too the basar that's consumed. And if not, then the carbon's invalid. Let's say that our Mishnah, which says regarding five karbanos tzibra, that although that they cannot be eaten in the state of tumah, however, they can still be brought and it's considered fulfillment of these karbanos. Let's say that the like Reb Yosi, now we resolved that our Mishnah could be like Reb Yeshua, and now we're saying, let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Yosi. The time, like we learned in the Braisa, Reb Elazar says, Hatzitz meratz alchilis. Reb Elazar holds that the tzitz, that is the breast, that's the plate that was worn, that said Kodesh Lashem, that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, that creates a ritzui on the achilis. In other words, not only does it do hartzah, the tzitz was considered an appeasement, ritzui, for the tumah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are those that say that it was only for things like the dam, like the zrika. Blazer says it was even on the achilis, that is, even the elements of tumah that were in the things that were consumed, even that it was considered a ritzui. Rabbi Yishemer in the tzitz meratz alachilis says no, that regarding the achilis, regarding the components of the eating of, let's say, the basar, that there was no ritzui of the tzitz. Now, based on that machlokes, the Gemara says kasaka daitach. They had assumed, that is, those who were sitting and explaining this sugya, midikam Rabbi Yosi in the tzitz meratz alchilis. From the fact that Rabbi Yosi states this halacha, that the tzitz does not provide a ritzui on the achilis, on the piece of meat. Now, obviously, and this is what they had assumed, Rabbi Yeshua svirle. Obviously, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, dama bein natarti, that he says you need to have both elements for the carbon to be considered fulfilled. You need to have the dam, and you need to have what's called the basar. And that's why he's saying that the tzitz does not provide a ritzui on the basar. And that is, if there's an element of tumah on the basar, that it will not be meratza, and hence, what does that mean? What would the nafkamina be? That obviously would not be a kosher carbon. So therefore, neima hashta masnin dolei Reb Yosi. So let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi is essentially telling us that when the basar becomes tumah, the tzitz will not provide a ritzui for that. What does that mean? That it won't be as if there's kosher meat that's pure over here to be able to allow a zrika of the dam, as Rashi explains. Because Reb Yosi did not require both elements. In other words, rather, he would be like our Mishnah that says that even if the basar is not tahar, however, and you cannot eat it, still, and that would essentially be like not having a ritzu of the tzitz, however, still you could bring the carbon. But then why would Reb Yosi talk about a ritzu of the tzitz regarding the edible items anyway? Even without the achilis, it would still be kosher to throw the dam. Obviously, and this is what the Gemara had assumed, that if he's saying that it's not going to have a ritzui, obviously you do need the ritzui. Now, why would you need a ritzui for the basar that became tamei? To say that because generally, it needs to be kosher to have a zrikas dam, to have the dam also, to have the basar also. And this that he's saying that there's no ritzui, is saying that it's not going to have that element, and hence it's going to be possible. That's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that these five karbanos tibur are going to be kosher, even though the basar will be tamei and cannot be eaten. And the Gemara says, loy. No. Rabbi Yosi Reb Elazar Svirle, Rabbi Yosi holds like Reb Elazar, not like Rabbi Yeshua, at the Amma that he said in the previous staff, Ava Pisha Ein Basar, that even though there's no Basar, still you could bring the Dam, because with one of them it's enough, like our Mishnah. You could have the Dam even without the Basar. Now the Gemara later is going to ask on this interpretation that Rabbi Yosi is like our Mishnah, but what do we do with one of the five cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah of Ayin Vama Beis, which Shtei Halechem? And Shtei Halechem doesn't even have any one of them, because there's no Dam being thrown by Shtei Halechem, and the only thing that's there is Achilis, and you tell me there is no Ritzon Achilis. So what is there that's allowing the carbon to be considered fulfilled if you're not having anything, not Dam, so to speak, and not Basar? But now the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Elazar, and that's so when he said in the tzitz meratz alachilis, it wasn't saying that it was like Rabbi Yeshua that holds that you generally need the achilis, you need the basar and the dam to provide the carbon with its total carbon with the avoda. But then lamai hilcha say in the tzitz meratz alachilis. And then for what purpose was Rabbi Elazar telling us that, you know what, the tzitz, although it provides a ritzur, it provides an atonement, it undoes the problem of tumah, that not only regarding the zrika of the dam, but even regarding the achilis, that he says that it's not there. But for what halachic purpose is he telling us that? There's no necessity for the achilis anyway, so why would he say that there's no ritza of the tzitz on that? And that the Gemara responds, according to what you're questioning, that what would be the necessity for it? Rebbe Elazar dama tzitz meratzah. However, Rebbe Elazar that does, he argues, as we just quoted before, on Rebbe Yossi, and he says, you know what, the tzitz is meratzah, even on the achilas. But the question becomes, we just said Rebbe Elazar's sheet is, kiven dama dama av pishein basar. That's his opinion, which we're saying Rebbe Yossi is like him. That if, as long as you have the dam to throw, even if the basar is not around, that it's tamei, or whatever happened to it, hatzitz meratzah, achilas lamayil rasah, then therefore, according to him, the question is also there. And that's for sure his shita. What would you need to have the tzitz being meratz al achilis? If you don't need the achilis anyway, he says you could have the dam av pishim basar. Ella, rather, what you have to say according to Rebbe Elazar is that the ritza of the tzitz of the achilis, of the meat, of the edible items, obviously is not to make the zrika kosher and to say that then the bailam, those who are bringing the carbon, will be as if they fulfilled the chiv, as if the avodah was done. Because that's what we just finished saying, that even without the achilis, even without the basar, it's still going to be a kosher carbon. Rather, it must be for the edible items themselves. And what is that? Lemikvoi bepigel. To establish the halachic status of this meat as pigel. Because the halacha is, if there is any other invalidation in the carbon, that you had a machshava of pigel in that carbon, it will not be established in pigel to be chayiv karas for eating that piece of meat. As the Gemara Menachos explains, that it says yiratzah. It says that the Gemara the Darshan's karatzas kasher karatzas pasul has to have, everyone has to have either machshavas of pigel or machshavas kasher. But if you have any other invalidating thought, then or any other psul, then it's not going to be pigel. So there is a nafkamin over here regarding this meat if it's going to be invalid or not, based on if that will remove it from its invalidation of pigel or not. Ulafuke, and also to exclude this piece of meat, midei me'ila. Another differential would be regarding if we're going to say there's going to be hartzah of the meat itself, although again there's no nafkamina for the dam, for the carbon, because you could do it even without it, is regarding the halacha of midei me'ila, of me'ila, and that is because regarding kachim kachim, the zrika of the dam, then considers the piece of meat at that from that time on that it's permitted for the kohanim, because then it's not called anymore kodshei Hashem, and therefore then it gets removed from me'ila kemiflagi. That is what they're arguing about regarding this, if there's going to be ritzi on the oichel or not. As the Gemara explains, Rebbe Elazar holds miratze tzitz aluya. There is a ritz of tzitz. Again, Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Elazar, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that Rebbe Yossi could be like the Tana of Mishnah, because he agrees to Rebbe Elazar. They both don't argue that you could have the dam, even though there's no basar, and hence the carbon is going to be kosher, and it could be like the Tana of Mishnah, because you don't need both that. So what are they arguing about regarding if there's a ritz of tzitz on the chilis, not if they both hold you don't need the chilis for the carbon anyway? So it's regarding these two elements that Rebbe Elazar holds that there is a ritz of the tzitz, and hence umashav lekitar. So therefore, he considers that piece of meat as a tar piece of meat. Now, as Rashi explains, although obviously you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat because it is in the state of tumah. However, for all other things we consider halachically as tar, and therefore the zrika helps regarding v'kavalei bepigel. Hence, we establish an halachic status of pigel. Because again, we consider it like a regular kosher piece of meat, which then will have the fulfillment of it being considered as pigul, because there's no other psul. And also could remove it from me'ila status. Again, because of that, we consider it as a valid piece of meat. Again, although there is obviously tumah, however, there will be a ritzi of that on regards to that. They could remove it with the zrika of the dam from the status of me'ila of kach Hashem that happened until now. Whereas Rabbi Yossi held now, although he holds that it is a zrika kshera, to then fulfill the chiyuv of the bailam from their nether. Because as we said, he holds like Rebbe Elazar, not like Rebbe Yeshua. And you don't need both to have the dam and the basar. So then what was he saying? That it's not going to be considered as if it's a ritzah on the basar. That was that the loy meratza tzitz uloya, there's not going to be a ritzah that sits on it to consider that the zrika will help it, to consider it that it'll now be susceptible for the halacha of pigul and to remove it from me'ila. That is, v'loy mash v'loy ketar, it will not be considered like a tar piece of meat, and that is, therefore, v'loy kavale bepigel, therefore cannot be established in the halachic of pigel, and v'loy mapigli min de me'ila, it will not remove it from the state of me'ila, will consider it as a totally invalid piece of meat, it will never have this hartzah of then, with the zrika being considered as if it was removed from that state that it was in its invalidation. And therefore, however, the conclusion of the Gemara is that Rebbe Yossi could be like our Mishnah, because he holds that even though you cannot eat these five kabbanas tzibur, the carbon could still be brought because the dam is the main criteria. And although he says that, but the meat is not going to be a ritzu, now why would you need a ritzu? That was for the meat itself regarding if it's going to be covered in pigel, and if you can remove it from a state of me'ila. Now, Maskevel of Murray asks on this, so Nehi Namid Rabbi Yisi Savik Rabbi Lazar. So fine, I understand that you tell me Rabbi Yisi holds like Rabbi Lazar, and that's why he could be like the Tanav Mishnah, and that is you could have the Dam, even though there's no Basar. Now, but let's go through our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said five different types of cases. Bishlam is Zavachim, I understand the case of the Karbonis, the animal sacrifices that were mentioned in our Mishnah. And that's because Ikadam. Since there's at least the blood that is oila that goes, and that there's a ritzah that sits, that everyone agrees, that sits in meratz on the tumah of the dam. So therefore, you have something that's a ritzah, oimer nami. So regarding the carbon oimer that's mentioned on Mishnah, iku kaimitz. There's also the kaimitz, the fistful, that there's also a ritzah that sits on that, which in on halachic of menaches is similar to the halacha of what the zrikas dam is. And therefore, again, you have at least one thing that's then creating it as a carbon that there is a ritzah that sits on. Lechem aponim nami. So regarding the showbreads that were brought every single Shabbos, when they become tummy, ikka bezichin. So there's the bezichin that were the spoons of frankincense of the levina, which were brought with the lechem aponim. Now where that is matir, the lechem, that's the matir, like koimitz is for the mincha, as it says the pasuk in Birka Chavdal, bohitza lechem la'azkara. Now it says regarding the koimitz, that he will bring this askarasa. And again, that is the tzitz of a ritzui, because those are the things that we will, those are all considered halachically like the blood. These are things that are brought as the matter on the mizbeach. And therefore, again, although we're not going to have the edible items as a ritzui of a tzitz, however, we are going to have at least the quote dam element. The problem becomes one of the five items mentioned on Mishnah was the Shtei HaLechem that were brought on Shavuos, where its entirety, its whole entire Avodah is only consumption, is Achilles. Now, Reb Yosi holds that there's no Ritz of Tzitz on Achilles, so Ma'ik Lamema, what are you going to say? There's no even, quote, Dam. Yes, he holds like Reb Lazar that there's Dam even though there's no Basar. So even though there's no Ritz of Basar, still okay. A Mishnah will still work out, it'll still be considered carbon. Problem is, Shtei HaLechem only has Achilles, and if the Tzitz is not Meratz on Achilles, according to Reb Yosi, how could it be the town of Amishnah? Now the Gemara says, B'chitem, and if you're going to say that this that our Mishnah said regarding the case of Shtei HaLechem, that when could it be brought in the state of Tumah, is not when the Shtei HaLechem are coming by themselves. For example, how would you have Shtei HaLechem by themselves? If they didn't have the kvas, if they didn't have the sheep that the kivs at Saras, they come to Shtei HaLechem, as the Gemara says in Masech Menachas, and the Memheyame Beis, that they would come themselves. If there's no sheep, you would just bring the Shtei HaLechem. Now regarding that case, yes, our Mishnah would not be saying that then it would be brought in Tumah, because then it would only be Achilles, and yes, there's no Ritz Tzitz in Achilles, how can you say this is a kosher carbon of Shtei HaLechem? Rather, you'd say that our Mishnah is talking about Likarev Imahen. It's only when it comes with those that are generally brought the Shtei HaLechem, which those are the Kvasim, those are the sheep, and because of the Kvasim that are coming with the Shtei HaLechem, which the Shechita of those Kvasim is what's Mekadosh the Lechem, and the throwing of the blood of those kvasim is what permits the Shtei HaLechem. And that is what our Mishnah says, that now the Shtei HaLechem could come in the state of Tumah, because the tzitz is meratza on that dam, which is a matter for the Shtei HaLechem. So although you cannot eat it, because tzitz is not meratza on the Achilles, but it's considered valid as if that avoida, which is this conglomerate avoida of the kvasim and the Shtei HaLechem, that there is at least an element of matter of the dam, which the tzitz is meratza. Therefore, that's the case that it would be talking about. And that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Hainer Shalmeit Tzibur, that's the same, exactly the same case that our Mishnah mentions of Shalmeit Tzibur. One of the five cases was Shalmeit Tzibur. Now, the only Shalmeit Tzibur they have, a Shlam that comes through the Rabbim, are the Kivsei Atzeres, are these the sheep that come on Shavuos. Now, if that's the same case, Imkein Havalu Arba, then essentially our Mishnah only has four cases of Karbon Tzibur that have this halach, although they cannot be eaten, but they can be brought. But we learned that there are five. Shtei HaLechem is separate from Kivsei Atzeres, but the way we're saying it now, it's only when it's Kivsei Atzeres, and that is what that Avodah will be done with it, because the Shtei HaLechem cannot be eaten anyway. Ella, so the Gemara says, a different pshat, how to resolve, how Rabbi Yosi Tanav Mishnah, because we can't be working along the lines of Rabbi Elazar, because that would only work if you hold at least a Tzitz Meratza Achilles regarding Shtei HaLechem, and he holds in the Tzitz Meratza. So rather, Ksavu Rabbi Yosi Tumah Huch Ribitzibra. The way we could understand how the town of a Mishnah could be Rabbi Yosi is because he holds that Tumah is totally permitted in when it's done with the public, with the masses. And that is, there's a machloikis, and essentially the fundamental principle of when there's Tumah and Tzibur, when it's permitted, is it totally permitted, carte blanche, or is it what's called Dchuyah B'Tzibur, that it's only with difficulty that we allow it and we try to do everything to still avoid the halach of Tumah. So Reb Yossi holds that it's totally permitted, and therefore you don't need the ritzel of the tzitz, which would be necessary to be meratza on the achilas of the, for example, shtei halechem. And therefore it would be like a regular carbon when it's betum. It doesn't make a difference. It's as if that they're tahar, and hence you don't need the ritzel. So though he holds there's no ritzel of tzitz on the achilas, but you don't have to come on to the tzitz when it's done bitumah in the tzibur, because it's hotra. And that's why it works, even by shtei halechem. That the Gemara asks, but Vatani learned the Braisa, echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Now the Braisa is talking about whether this case, which are two similar halachas regarding a kohen that's burning the ashes of the paraduma, and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim, where both of those kohanim need to be separated for 7 days before. On that we said, regarding their preparatory process of these 7 days that they're separated, the halacha is, mazin alav kol shiva, we spray on him for 7 days, as the Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma explains, why do we spray on him for 7 days? Is because on the first day that we separate him, we say that maybe it's really the third day of when his tumma was, that maybe this is 3 days from when they became tumma from touching a mess, and therefore, on the third day when you touched a mess, which is now his first day of being separated, you have to spray him, and really this is just concerns, and it's really just mindless certain madrigas we made, but and the same thing we apply to the second day, then maybe it's his third day, and the third day, maybe it's his really his third day, and for the second half of the week, we're concerned that maybe each day was really the seventh day, and that's why we spray him for 7 days. Now it says, Mikol Chatoy Shayisham, they would spray him from 7 days from all the different ashes of all the previous para dumois, which were in the base of Mikdash, and that's because they saw the ashes of the para that was from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, even that was still there. So that's what they would do. They spray him for 7 days from all these ashes. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yemer says no. Ein mazno lav ela shlisha b'shvil bavad. These two kahanim, regarding these avoiders that they had to be separated for 7 days because of the element of tumah. For example, if they were concerned about the tumah's mess, they only would spray him the third and the seventh day. Now, based on this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, v'isa gadai t'ksav Rabbi Yossi tumah hotra b'tzibah. If you would assume, like the Gemara is trying to say now, to say how he could be like the Tana of our Mishnah. But then, lama lihazal klal, why would those kahanim need to be sprayed at all? The carbon of Yom Kippurim is a carbon tzibur, and that is deicha tumah. And if you say tumah hotra b'tzibur, so that means there's no necessity even to even try to be metaharim, because it's as if it's tahar anyway, it's totally hotra, it's totally permitted. What would be the necessity of spraying him? Rather, obviously, if Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to spray him, it's because it was only with great difficulty that we allowed tumah by karbanis, even by tzibur. And essentially what that means is that there needed to be a ritzi of the tzitz. Now, since Rabbi Yossi holds there's no ritzi on achilois, so therefore you cannot say that the case of the shtei alechem of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. Because even if you would say he holds like Rabbi Elazar, that it's enough with one, either dam, even without basar, but by the shtei halechem, you're not even having one. There's no dam, because there's only achilas that apply to shtei halechem. It's only consumed, nothing is thrown on the mizbeach. And you can't eat it because there's no ritzav tzitz. And you can't say hotra b'tzibur because we just proved there. Because he holds that no, even when it's done b'tzibur, you still have to do everything to allow it to be done in as utmost state of purity, which would mean that we need to have a ritzav tzitz. And he does not have a ritzah tzitz. On the chilis, obviously, he cannot be like the Tana of a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, El Machvarta, rather, it's clear. Mastit in the like Rabbi Yossi, obviously, our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara goes back to what was mentioned in the previous daf regarding what Rabbi Yossi had said. And the Gemara goes through to elaborate exactly how do we understand the statement. So I'm going to read Pabal Abaye. Pabal said to Abaye, Rabbi Yossi, Shtara Mezake Lebei Trehu, he's giving a document to both parties. And in other words, what he's saying is, did you ever see a document that says that the plaintiff is right and the defendant is right? In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, the statement, Roya Ne'as Dibri Shnei, says, I see that they're both right. And the problem is that they're contradictory. The Tan like Linda Bryce, which was mentioned in the previous stuff. On Rabbi Yossi said, Roya Ne'as Dibri Rabbi Lezer, I see that it's correct. The statement of Rabbi Lezer regarding karbanis, that animal karbanis. But Diri Bishu Bezavachim, I see the opinion of Rabbi Shua also, what he's saying to be right by the animal karbanis. But Diri Rabbi Lezer Menachas, I see Rabbi Lezer's opinion regarding the halacha of the flower offerings. But Diri Bishu Menachas, I see the opinion of Rabbi Shua by Menachas, which he explains. Diri Rabbi Lezer Bezavachim, Shahaya, I mean, the Rabbi Lezer had said, Dam, Afapishem Basam, you could bring the carbon and throw the blood, even if there's not going to be any meat to be eaten. And I see Divrei Beshu Bezavachim, I also see his opinion by Karbanis, that he said, Im ein dam, ein basa, im ein basa, ein dam, that no, you cannot bring the dam, you cannot throw it on the Mizbeach if there's no meat to be eaten, and you cannot eat the meat if there's no dam to be thrown. Did Rebbe Elazar Menachas? I see the opinion of Rebbe Elazar by Menachas. Shayyamin that he said, Kaimitz af bishen shem shirayim. Again, which is similar to what the dam is regarding flower offerings, is the kaimitz, the flower offering you could bring on Mizbeach, even though there's no leftovers. And I see the opinion of Rebbe Menachas, Shayyamin that he said, that no, you need both. It means shem shirayim and kaimitz. If there's no leftovers, there's no flower offering. It means kaimitz and shirayim. If there's no flower, if there's no fistful offering on the Mizbeach, then there's no leftovers. Now, how could he say like both when they obviously contradict themselves? Those two opinions are arguing regarding the case of when you have the matir, when you have the thing that's brought onto the Mizbeach, and you don't have what's left over, either be it the meat or be it the shirayim. So how could he say like both of them if they're arguing? So Amalei Sabai responded to him, Mistabra Kama. What he was saying was, Rabbi Yisi, was that it makes sense that they argue by both. And that is as follows. Kikoy bezvachem, when Rabbi Yisi was saying, when he was learning the sugi regarding the animal offerings, Amr, he said, Mistabra kihech de plik bezvachem. It makes sense to say, just like Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua argue regarding animal karbanas, pliginam imenachas, that they would argue in the same thing regarding flower offerings, that essentially that they're the same avoidos, it's just ones with an animal, ones with flower offerings. And therefore, just like over there, they argue if you have the thing that's put on the mizbeach, but you don't have the leftover, they would argue the same thing regarding menachas. And koy b'menachas, when he was learning the sugya of menachas, Amar, he said, just like they argue regarding flower offerings, pliginam imenachas, they would argue the same thing regarding animal offerings, again, arguing if it's going to be integral to have the leftover element, be it the meat that's eaten, or be it the leftover flour or things that are eaten. But however, Amalei, Rav Papa responded to Abaya, said, I understand what you're saying regarding that when Rabbi Yisrael was learning the sugya of the animal offerings. Amar, that he said, Mistabra, it makes sense, just like they argue regarding the animal offerings. So they argue also regarding flour offerings. You know why? It would make sense for him to say that the same thing would apply. The ikur koray kiksiv, because the main pasuk when it's written regarding this halacha of the asisa oilasecha is bezvachim kiksiv. It's written regarding the animal offerings, but regarding menachas, it's not written this. And therefore, there Rabbi Yisrael had to tell us that in spite of that, they still argue regarding menachas, because it's the same halachic principle of what's put on the mizbeach and what's left over to be eaten. However, elikikoy b'menachas v'amah. But if you're telling me that when he was learning the sugi menachas, that's when he said mistabrikich to pligi menachas. Then it makes sense that just like the argument regarding menachas, pligi nam mizvachim, that they argue also regarding the animal offerings. That's difficult to understand. But v'ikukroy b'zvachim odiksivi. The main pasuk, where the source of the halacha is by animal offerings. So why would he say that just like when here they argue menachas, that it makes sense they argue by zvachim? Of course, that's the source. So how can you say that this is an interpretation if it wouldn't make sense to say that he would be applying it back to where the Iker source is, where of course that's where they argue? Ela loy kasher. Rather, it's not difficult. We can interpret it as follows. Royani is divri Rabbi Eliezer benitma. I see the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer regarding a case when the meat becomes tame, that then you won't need the meat. However, I do see the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that the meat will hold back the zrika of the dam when it's lost or it's burnt. But now the Gemara asks on that. And that would make sense to differentiate, because when the meat is around just its tummy, so then you'd say that, yes, it's still going to be good. But when it's lost and burnt, then he'll hold like Rabbi Yeshua that then it's not going to be good. But now the Gemara asks, benitma my time, what's the reason why when it's just tummy, that then Rabbi Yisi held like Rabbi Elazar that's going to be kosher? So the reason would be, what would be the difference? Tummy is tummy, it's invalid. Is mishum demar tzitz? Is because there's a ritzui of the tzitz, so that's saying that we view it as if it is kosher, and hence then you could go ahead and throw the dam. But Hashem alei Rabbi Yosi, dam in a tzitz meratz alechiles. How can you say, and this is what the Gemara was going from a continuation of what we had said before in Rabbi Yosi, that how can you say this is what, when Rabbi Yosi holds Rabbi Elazar in such a case, because it's only nitma and the tzitz meratz, but Rabbi Yosi holds that tzitz not meratz alechiles, so we don't view the piece of meat as if it is kosher, and therefore hence you can then throw the blood. Eloloi Kasher. Rather, the Gemara says a different resolution to understand this conflicting statement of Rabbi Yisi that he holds like both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rayani Yishdiv Rabbi Elazar B'tzibur. I see the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, but when it's the public that's bringing it, then even though the baser is not kosher, still you could bring the dam. But Rayani Yishdiv Rabbi Yeshua B'yachad. But however, I see the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that if there's no baser, then you cannot bring the dam. When it's individual, then the achil of the baser is ma'akif. And that the Gemara asks, but tzibur my time. Now, what would be the reason by that when it's the tzibur that's bringing it, that you would not need the meat? Because to the contrary, the meat you do need to have, But we say that when the tumah is brought, when the tzibur, it's totally hutra, totally permitted, and you don't need the ritza of the tzitz. Now, although Rabbi Yossi holds that tzitz is not maratza on achilas, but you don't need a ritza of the tzitz when the tzibur is bringing it. To the contrary, it's hutra, and if it's hutra, it's as if the meat is here, and it's permitted, and it's totally tahar, and therefore you can go ahead and bring the zrikas of the dam. Now that the Gemara asks two questions. Chada, first of all, the shamat Rabbi Yossi, as we had just mentioned before, the amat tumah d'chuyah hibitzumah. That he says that no, tumah is not hutra, it's tchuyah, and that's why regarding, as we said, by the Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippurim, he has to have a zrika, has to have a zah on the third and the seventh day, because it's only tchuyah, and if it's tchuyah, then you do need the ritz of the tzitz, and if you need to read the tzitz, it does not work in achilas. V'ayin, and moreover, ibet tzibur, if it is talking about a case of tzibur, that's when he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer, machshav alei b'shua, are you going to tell me that's the case that holds like Rabbi Eliezer when it's b'tzibur, and however Rabbi Shua would argue in such a case, and that he would hold that then it wouldn't be kosher, but then we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, ha'amud, but we just said on the top of Amud Aleph, a continuation from the previous daf, on the top line, we said, b'tzibur afel Rabbi Shua ma'ide. We said that when it's the tzibur bringing it, even Rabbi Shua agrees that the meat will not be ma'akev. So therefore, how can you say that's the case of Rabbi Eliezer if Rabbi Shua himself would agree in such a case? Ella, rather, the Gemara concludes and says, no, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua are both talking about cases of an individual, not a tzibur. But one's talking like a tchila and one's b'di'evet. And that is, Royani is different Rabbi Eliezer, b'di'evet. When do I see the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? After the fact, then we'll hold, although it shouldn't be done that way, but then it's going to be kosher, even though there's no baser. However, I hold up like Rabbi Shua that you do need to have the basa initially. When you come to do the zrika, you're only allowed to do it initially if there is basa. And however, and if it's going to be done, then it'll be kosher like Rabbi Eliezer. That the Gemara asks, the Yavid, are you talking about after the fact? I feel like Rabbi Shua not might do, but even Rabbi Shua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that after the fact it's going to be kosher. The Tani, as we learned, Rabbi Yeshua agrees, Shimzara Kurtza, that if it was thrown, that is, even though it should not have been thrown, as the Gemara had already established, it was talking about an individual, even though it's a Yachid, and still he holds that Hurtza, it still will be considered valid after the fact, even according to Yeshua. So how can you say that this that holds like Rabbi Eliezer is after the fact, if Yeshua himself agrees to after the fact, that it will also be kosher? And then the Gemara answers that, ha, this case that we said Rabbi Yeshua agrees that the evidence is going to work, that's only bituma. That's the case that he was talking about over there. And the reason is because since it's still around, although it's invalid because it's tummy, however, after the fact, since it's at least it's still here in the world, it will be kasha. However, ha, this that Rabbi Yossi said, that on this element of b'di'evet, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, was talking about b'avid v'sarf, was talking about that the leftovers were either burnt or lost. And then, even then, in such a case, if you went and you sacrificed the kaimitz, it's going to be kosher, as the Gemara explains. Kiktani might Rabbi Yeshua Shimzar Kurtza. When did Rabbi Yeshua tell us that if you, after the fact, if you did the Zrika, although you shouldn't have because it wasn't, because the Shiraim was not around, that it'll be kosher, it'll be considered as a Hartza. That's Benitma. That's only if the leftovers had become Tame. However, if it's lost or burnt, if it's totally not here, then even after the fact, it won't be kosher. And on that, Kikam Rabbi Yossi, right? Is the Rabbi Eliezer, b'di'evet, when was this? Regarding what? Did he say that regarding Rabbi Eliezer, I hold that in the case of after the fact, that was even b'avad v'sarv. Now, but even if it was lost or burnt, where the Rabbi Shua does not agree to that, on that he said that although initially I hold like Rabbi Shua, you need to have both, but if you did it after the fact, then it will be kosher like Rabbi Eliezer, even by a case where it's burnt or when it's lost. And therefore, we have resolved the enigmatic statement of Rabbi Yossi that he holds like both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, and that is one's regarding the Ketchila and one's regarding B'di'evet. Now the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnayot, talking about the halacha of Tumah by Karban. Now we're going to talk about specifically the contrast of Karban Pesach and other Karbanos. So the Mishnah says, Nitma Basar, if the meat of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, the chaylev kaim, however, the fats, the sacrificial parts that are other types of shirayim that are left over, meaning the zrika is the matar, and then there's two different types of achilas. There's the consumption of the individual, which is the meat, and there's the consumption of the mizbeach, which is the chaylev. We're going to find that there's going to be a discrepancy between halacha of Karban Pesach and other karbanos. So regarding Karban Pesach, in Nezerik HaZadam, you cannot throw the blood, and that's even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who he holds you could always do the dam even if there's no shirayim, because the Ikur Korban Pesach is designated specifically for the consumption of the individual, and if the meat is tamei, then even if there's chaylev around, and especially since you have the dam itself, it doesn't make a difference. You can't throw the dam because it's only the whole hartzav, the whole carbon of the chiv is only for the consumption of the person. You can't because it's tamei. Nitme ha-chelev. However, if only the sacrificial parts became tamei, the habaser kaim, however, the meat is still around, then zarkas adam, then you can throw the blood again because the ikra thing is the achilas of the individual, of the person by the Seder night. However, umimikdashin einikin. Regarding other karbanos, the halacha is not like that. And that is even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who he needs both dam and baser. Ella, rather, afapisha nitme ha-baser ba-chelev kaim. Even if the baser becomes tamei, but the chelev is still around, Zerik has dam, you will be allowed to throw the dam. Now, why is that? Didn't we say previously from Yeshua that im ein baser ain dam? The reason is because baser doesn't mean just baser. It means something that there's a consumption of it, which is the shirayim left over after you do the hartzah of the zrika. And there's two things that the zrika of the dam is matter. And the leftovers that we're talking about in this case, that the dam will be matter, are the imurim for the mizbeach, where there's a consumption that the mizbeach is doing, and we don't need the consumption necessarily of the owner. There has to be something, somewhat of a shirayim, and that's good enough by other karbanas. By Karban Pesach, it's just the achil of the baal, that is the main criteria, even according to Eliezer, who generally holds that im ein baser yesh dam. So now the Gemara explains regarding our Mishnah. Amar Gidla Marav, he says, im zarak, although we said in our Mishnah that if the meat of the Karban Pesach became tamei, that then you don't throw the dam, if you did throw it, hurtza, then it will be considered a fulfillment and you're going to be exempt from being the Pesach Sheni. Now, although you can't eat it, but you threw the dam and therefore it was a valid carbon and therefore you were Yaitz Yechir. And that's the Gemara asks, Vabain Nachila, as we just explained, you need to have the eating of the Karban Pesach, that's the main criteria. And that the Gemara answers, Achila Ma'akva, no, the eating of the Karban Pesach does not hold back the atonement of what the Karban Pesach is supposed to bring, at least b'di'evet after the fact, and therefore since you did it, you do the zrika, you will fulfill your chiyuv of your karban. And then the Gemara asks, but it says a pasuk in Shemais, ish lefi achloi, it says in the pasuk, each man according to what he could eat it, and then we see the ikra, integral component of the Karban Pesach is the eating. And then the Gemara answers, l'mitzvah, that is just for a positive command. You're right, there is an element of eating the Karban Pesach, which is a positive commandment, but again, it's not intrinsic for the kapara of the zrika of the dam for the Karban Pesach. And that the Gemara asked, well, akiv loy, is it really true that the eating, the consumption, is not an integral component for the hartzav, for the actual kapara of the Karban Pesach? But by the time we learn the braisa, it says in the pasuk over there that we just mentioned, b'michsas, according to their numbers. And that is melamed, she'ina pesach nishkat ilim nuyav, that you could only slaughter the Karban Pesach if it has those that are counted on, and there's a group already designated, and they are numbered for this Karban Pesach. Now, yochal shachter shalolim nuyav. So you would think, if let's say you did slaughter it without a group counted on it, yehiko evrala mitzvah kosher, that'll be, let's say you transgressed this positive commandment. However, it will still be valid, it will still be a valid carbon because you did a kosher shchita and you did all the avodas properly. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches you, ish lifi achle techaisu, that each man, according to how much you could eat, that you should slaughter it. Hakasav shana lav la'akev, the Torah repeated, because the word techaisu, to slaughter it, was also the same word of michsas, of according to their counting, that it repeated it, which regarding kachem, when it repeats it, it's saying that it's ma'akev, it's holding it back. It's saying that no, if you didn't count, it's not a valid carbon. And therefore, the iskish li'eichlin, the pasuk compares an elderly person or an ill person that cannot eat the carbon, that the Karban Pesach is not, it has to be those that could eat it, is equated in the pasuk to those of menuyin, though, that are counted upon it. And therefore, since it's lemenuyin, that it's compared to those who are counted, so just like by menuyin, it's ma'akiv, and if they're not counted on it, it's not a valid carbon whatsoever, and for sure it's not going to be kapara, and therefore, eichlin will be the same halacha. And therefore, the question of the Gemara becomes is how can you say that if the baser is tamei and you did the zrika, it's going to be kosher? But if the baser is tamei, no one could eat it. If no one could eat it, so now it's not a kosher Karban Pesach because it's ma'akiv, just like menuyin ma'akiv. So therefore, the Gemara says, Elo Rav, rather, Rav then holds that the eating of the Karban Pesach is not ma'akiv. The Gemara gives two tanoic sources that Rav could hold like. First pshat the Gemara brings is the Amar Reb Nosson. He says the Reb Nosson the Amar Achilas Pesachim LeMa'akva. He says the consumption of the Karban Pesach is not ma'akiv. Even if you don't end up eating the Karban Pesach, it will still be considered a kosher carbon. So now the Gemara asks, Hi Reb Nosson, which Reb Nosson is this that says this halacha that although it sounds like from the pasuk that it is miyakiv, as we said, to chaisu, which repeats of michsas, and therefore it has to be that the menuyin ma'akiv, which the pasuk equates to eating, to be ma'akiv. Ilei mahar Reb Nosson, the Tanya, if you're going to say it's the following Reb Nosson that says nebraisa, Reb Nosson says, minayin shekol Yisrael yitzim pesach echad. How do you know that if they wanted, the entire Jewish people could fulfill their chiyav karban pesach with one carbon? Tamalem, because it says in the pasuk in Shemayis, the shachatu oisei chol kahal adas Yisrael ben arbaim, that the entire Jewish people, the assembly of the Jewish people, will slaughter it by the evening time. Now the question is, v'chikol hakol sheichden, does the entire Jewish people slaughter? V'alo in sheichad el echad, there's only one person slaughtering. Not everyone can be slaughtering every animal. So what is the pasuk teaching us? That they will all be slaughtering. El malamet shekol Yisrael yitzim pesach echad rather teaches us that the entire Jewish people could fulfill their chiyev with one karm pesach. And therefore, halachically, that what that teaches us is that even if there's not enough for kezayis for every single person, obviously, because you have one karm pesach, no matter how big it is, not enough for the entire Jewish people. And that's what's saying that they will slaughter it, which means to say that it'll be considered as if it's one person, which is based on the element of shlich shalom kemaisei, as if they're all slaughtering this animal. It's one animal. Now, obviously, the achila of the karm pesach is not ma'akev, because not everyone could eat from it, and still he's going to have an atonement of the karm pesach. So that's the source for Rav, that although if it becomes tamed, you can't eat it, it's not ma'akev. And that the Gemara says, wait, dilma shani hasa, maybe that case of Reb Nosson is different. The imim shechihani, because if these people remove themselves from it, chazilahani, then it's fit for those other ones. Vimim shechihani, and if other people remove themselves, chazilahani, then it's fit for those other people. And that is, it is feasible, hypothetically, that it is fit for every single person of the Jewish people to eat from this one carbon. Because if, let's say, the majority of the people end up removing themselves from that carbon. Now, although they didn't remove themselves from it, still they'll be potter, because it's feasible for them to be able to consume it if other people end up taking themselves off. But regarding the case of Rav, when the meat became tame, where it's not even fit for one person to eat it, that's intrinsically not going to be considered lo'eichlin. And that is mi'akib. How can you prove from Reb Nosson where it's not intrinsically, because the people could end up eating it hypothetically, and therefore it's considered fit to be considered eichlin, maybe there would be considered kasher. How can you say a raya to the case of Rav? So there the Gemara says, Ela ha Reb Nosson. Rather, it's a different source of Reb Nosson. It's not like Linda Breisa. Nimnu olav chabura achas. If they had counted among on this Karban Pesach one group, and that there was still a kezayis for each person available in this Karban Pesach. Then, v'chazar v'namnu olav chabura achas. Then they went and joined another group, came and piled onto this one Karban Pesach. Now, there wasn't enough for everybody kezayis. So, there's a machlokes. The Tanakhama says, Rishayim Shiesh Len Kezayis, the first people that had a kezayis when they had first joined onto this group, Oichlin, they could eat, Upatur Melas Pesach Sheni, and they're exempt from being in the second Pesach in Eir. Achrayim Shiesh Len Kezayis, the second group, by the time they came, they made there's not enough for kezayis for every person. Ein Oichlin, V'chayov Melas Pesach Sheni, they cannot eat, and they have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson, he says, Eilu v'eilu b'tur melasa pesach sheni. He says, both groups, which joined into this one group, are exempt from being a pesach sheni. Shekvar nizrak hadam. Because the blood was already thrown, and if the blood was thrown, although, there wasn't enough for each person to eat a kezayis, doesn't make a difference. That's the source for Rav, that you see that, although there it's impossible for each person to have, still it's going to be kosher. But then they're going to ask the same question. Akati dima shani hasi. Maybe there it's different, just like the previous source of Reb Nosson. The imim shechihani chazi lahu, because if any one of these would have removed themselves, the first group, the second group, any amount of people, there would then be enough kezayis for each person. So again, that's not intrinsic as the case of Rav, which intrinsically no one could eat it. And that the Gemara answer is no. You can't say that would be what Reb Nosson is saying in the second source. Because Ibn Kain, if so, listening, then Reb Nosson should have said, Hail v'ruyim limashech. The reason why they're going to have an atonement is because since they're fit to remove themselves, and then we're going to see it as if they are fit to eat it. What is his term that he's saying? The reason why is because the blood was already thrown. Obviously, it is like Rav, that the main criteria of the Karban Pesach is the throwing of the blood. But however, the consumption is not ma'akev, and again, therefore, that is the source for Rav. But now the Gemara asks, my duchki de Rav, what was pushing Rav, de mukim lo masnitin likatchila Reb Nosson, that he established that our Mishnah, that said that it's going to be possible to throw the blood if the meat is tame. Only likatchila, that initially you shouldn't do that. However, it's like Reb Nosson that says, but after the fact, that it would be kosher. Nukmik Rabbanon vafil dievin amiloi. He could have just as easily said that our Mishnah is like the Rabban who argued Reb Nosson, and that even after the fact, that even if you would throw the blood, if the meat is tame, that's not going to be kosher. Why did he have to say that the Mishnah is like Reb Nosson, and that's what his source is to say that, you know what, if he did after the fact, it'll be kosher. Why did he say that? Go like the Rabban, who the Rife. And that thing where it says, Rav, Masnin Kashise. There was a term in the Mishnah that was difficult for him, and therefore he felt compelled to say that the Talmud of the Mishnah is like Reb Nosson, that and therefore after the fact it would be kosher, and it's only like a tchila. Because Amai Tani, why did our Mishnah say, Ein Zarek as Adam? You know what? If the meat is tame, you can't throw the blood. That sounds like only likatchila. Don't do this. However, listening puzzle, it should have said, you know what? It's invalid, which will sound like totally as if it won't be good even after the fact. Rather, you could infer from there that Ein Zarek likatchila, that initially you can't throw the blood if the meat is tame. But the Yevet Shaper Dami, however, after the fact it is good. And who is that like? That's the Reb Nosson, and that's why Rav said that would be the halacha in our Mishnah, like Reb Nosson and not like the Rabban. However, the Gemara asks, Uli Reb Nosson, this shita of Reb Nosson that Rav is going in, Ish lefi achle lamali. Now, why do I need that the pasuk says, each man according to what he could eat, which sounds like that because the eating is integral for the carbon pesach, but he holds it's not, and you could do the Zrika even without it. What is that teaching us according to Reb Nosson? And then the Gemara says, no, there is an element of eating that is integral and that's intrinsic to the Karban Pesach, and without that it would be possible. And that is the B'ina Gavra de Chazil Achila. You need the person that's fit to eat. The meat doesn't have to be fit to eat, and that's not Ma'akev. And therefore, if it's Tameh, it's still going to be Kasher. But the person has to be eligible, has to be capable of eating. Now, based on this concept that Reb Nosson agrees that although the meat doesn't have to be able to be eaten, but the person has to be able to be eating for the Karban Pesach to be considered a Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Man Tana Hadhan Rabban. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? That says, Shachtu La'eichlav. If the Karban Pesach was slaughtered for those that are able to eat it. But Vizarku Dam of Shaloy La'eichlav. However, the throwing of the blood was done with intention for those that cannot eat it, which is generally psul in the Karban Pesach. And that the Tana says over there, HaPesach Atzme Kasher. The Karban Pesach itself is going to be Kasher, which the Gemara assumes right now what that means is, what does it mean the carbon itself will be Kasher? It means to say the Zrika that you did, and to be able to be makter all the sacrificial parts, that's Kasher, but one cannot consume it. And so therefore the Pesach itself is Kasher. V'adim yetzi b'dei chavasa, and the person fulfills the Zchiv of the Karban Pesach with that. Now the Gemara says, come on, who's the Tana of this Braisa? Name Reb Nosson, Hevel Rabban. Let's say it's Reb Nosson, because this Braisa sounds like it's saying that you cannot eat it because it was thrown shaloi la'eichlav, the blood. However, it's still going to be kosher because ultimately the zrika was done. Now, although you can eat it, you cannot eat it. However, the eating is not ma'akev according to Reb Nosson, but not like Rabbanan. And that the Gemara says, na fila tem Rabban. You could say that the Tana of this price is even like Rabban. Because ein machshavas eichlin, the improper thought of making it for those that cannot eat, specifically for someone that's ill or someone that's elder, does not apply, bezrika, does not apply by the throwing of the blood. And that's because the pasuk of ishlefi achlai that qualifies and says that you have to be doing it only for those that could eat it, was only written regarding the shchita of the Karban Pesach. And since by the shchita it was done la'ichlav, although the zrika was done shalai la'ichlav, this that we say the Karban Pesach is going to be kasher, is even kasher to eat it, even according to Rabbanan, and therefore again it could even be like Rabbanan that need the buster to be eaten, because you actually will have the buster to be eaten, that's why you fulfill your chiv. Now the Gemara continues asking on a different braisa. Man tana l'hadu tana Rabban, who's the tana of this braisa? That says, Harisha ha'yachayil b'shah shchita, if someone was ill during the slaughtering, but v'chol m'shah zrika, he was healthy during the time of the throwing of the blood. Or chol m'shah shchita, he was healthy during the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach, but v'chayil b'shah zrika, or he was ill during the throwing of the blood, then ein sheikh n'bezerken lav. You cannot slaughter or throw the blood on this person until he's healthy from the shchita all the way throughout the zrika, the throwing of the blood. Now, Kaman, who is this like? Name a Rabbanan, Hebel Reb Nosson. Let's say it's like the Rabbanan and not like Reb Nosson. As Taisa explains, that the Gemara assumes that since Reb Nosson was so lenient and he didn't need to have that the meat should be eligible to be available to be eaten, so therefore he was also not concerned that if the owners are not fit the entire time, whether it be the Zrika or the Shechita, that as long as a part of the time he would be Ro Lizrika, that then it would be considered that it would be fit enough also, and therefore this that's invalidating it, it must be looked up on it. Another Gemara says, nah, filter Reb Nosson. We could say that the time of this bride is like Reb Nosson. Because that is the yisoid that we had mentioned before, was gavra d'chazi l'chilbin. We need the individual, the person that's fit to be eating. And that is because when it says in the pasuk ish lefi achle, as the Gemara just explained before, that was mentioned regarding the individual, the person, that the person should be fit to eat. But you're right, regarding the Karban Pesach, the meat itself, that it didn't bother us if it's fit or not, and that's what Reb Nosson had said, which is the source of Rav, that we don't care if the meat is tummy, the zrika will still be a hartzah. And this, however, regarding the person that we said, that will be ma'akiv, and he has to be fit to eat, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, ish lefi achle. Now the Gemara goes on to a third brisa. Man tan l'had t'an aban, who's the time of the following brisa? Shachte b'tahara. If it was slaughtered in the state of tahara, but va'achakach nitmabam, and then the owners became tamei, yizrik hatam b'tahara, you should still throw the blood in the state of tahara, and that is regarding that the kahanim and the klisharis, the utensils that were used, they should all be tahar. Va'ayachal basar b'tumah, and the meat should not be eaten in the state of tumah. So the Gemara says, come on, who is the tana of this brisa? So there's machlekes in the Gemara. Amr Belazar, Belazar says, b'machlekes shnuya, that this is based on that machlokes that we'd mentioned before of Reb Nosson and Rabbanan. Reb Nosson he, and the Tana of this price, it must be like Reb Nosson, that he says that achila is not ma'akib. So although over here that the owners became tamei and they cannot eat it, it's still not going to be ma'akib and it still will be a kosher karban pesach. Now, this amoira holds that Reb Nosson did not even need the person to be fit to be eating. Even gavra, we don't need it to be chazik. And the previous brice that we just mentioned that held that the gavra has to be chazi, Reb Elazar is going to say that was like drabbanan, and therefore he argues on this component of the understanding of Reb Nosson. And he holds that, no, Reb Nosson holds that not only don't you need the meat to be fit to be eaten, you don't need the person even to be eligible to eat, and therefore even if he is tamei, the karban pesach is going to be kasha. Reb Yechon, it says, afilatim rabbanan, we could even say the time of this brice that holds when the owner becomes tamei, which is worse than even when the meat becomes tamei, even then it's like Rabban who hold it, you do need to have the meat, that it'll still be kosher karban pesach. How so? Because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about betzibur. We're talking about that the majority of the Jewish people became tamei between the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood. How would that be possible? For example, if the nasi dies where everyone becomes tamei and is involved in his levaya, that's the case that we're talking about, that filah betumah namei avdi, where they could then do it even in a state of tumah, because tumah is hutra b'tzibur, and therefore the people are considered chazi l'achila, they are fit to eat, and that's why it's going to be a kosher karban pesach, because you are actually going to have the eating of the meat of the karban pesach, because although they're tumah, they're allowed to do it because it's the tzibur. And that the Gemara asks, e b'tzibur, if you tell me it's tumah the case of the tzibur, so amai ein habasar necha b'tumah, so then how do you understand the halacha then? You just said that the reason why it's considered a kosher karban pesach, or in even a kontra abanan, who hold you need to have the meat to be able to be eaten, was because it's a tzibur. Now, and that's why, since it's a tzibur, they're allowed to do the avodah in tumah, so the meat is good, everything's good, because tumah is not a problem. But if tumah is not a problem, then why do you say that, however, the meat cannot be eaten in the state of tumah that they're in, but if tumah is permitted in tzibur, they should be able to eat it. So why do we say you can't eat it? Another thing where it says, you're right, min ha-tayra, and that's why the avoida will be considered a kosher karban pesach, is that they could eat it, but it's a gezer, it's a decree. Shema, because maybe the following year, yit muhabaylam, let's say it's going to happen that the tzibur again become tummy. But la'achar zrika, but then the following year they're going to become tummy after the zrika of the dam is already done. V'yemer, they're going to say, hey, wait a second, ishtaked last year, lo'inet mana v'achalnu, weren't we tummy and we still ate, even though our shechita was done in the state of tahara? So hashta nami, they're going to say, oh, now also, even though the shechita and the zrika were both done in the state of tahara, nechel, let's eat the meat in the state of tumah, because we're a tzibur, and tumah is not a problem with a tzibur. But v'loyadi, they're not going to know, d'ishtakit ki izdrikadam, they're not going to realize that difference, that subtle difference, that last year, when the blood was thrown, by them tameim haba, they already were tummy then in that state already. And therefore, it already had a status of pesach haba b'tumah, because one of the avaydis was still necessary to be done, the zrika, and they were tummy. And since they were tummy, so then we allow them to also have then, the whole thing is considered Pesach Haba B'tumah, which would then be allow the whole thing, including the achila, which would then, yes, allow them to do it in tumah. But however, what they won't realize this next year is Hashtabam Tarim Hava. However, now, by the state of the zrika, they already tar. And therefore, they would not be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah, because the whole heter of Achila of Tumah is based on the heter of Avodah B'Tumah. And there was no Avodah B'Tumah this next year when they were only B'Tumah after the Zrika. And therefore, since they're not going to realize that difference, therefore we said that they're not allowed to eat it even when it was between the Shechit and the Zrika. However, it will still allow it to be a kosher Karban Pesach, because in that Torah, it's allowed, it's only Gzir Drabbana, that they're not going to realize the difference between before the Zrika and after the Zrika. Now we continue on top of Ayin Testament Alf, where the Gemara says, V'iba Yisema, another approach to explain the opinion of Rav. That is, how do we understand that he says that even if you threw the blood when the meat was tummy, that it's going to be considered a hartzah, it's going to be a good kosher Karban Pesach, but the Yevon. So the first shot the Gemara brought on Ayin Chasim Abayis was that he holds like the opinion of Rav Nosson. Now the Gemara says, Rav da Amar, Kriyab Yeshua, he was going like Rav Yeshua, that he holds that the eating of the Karban Pesach is not mayakif, the town like Linda Brysa. Pshua, Rav Yeshua says, Kala Zvachim Shabbat Torah, all Karbanis in the Torah, Bein Shinit Mabasa, whether the meat became tummy, V'chelev Kaim, however the sacrificial parts are still around. Even if the sacrificial parts became tummy, ubasa kaim, and the meat is kaim, zarekas dam, you could throw the blood, as we said, although he holds that ein baser ein dam, however, it's not necessarily just baser, has to be some shirayim, some leftover that's consumed either by the person or by the mizbeach, and therefore it's either chaylev or baser that allows you to throw the blood. However, nazir, regarding the shalmi, nazir, the shlam that the nazir brings, where the inception of it is for the consumption of it, which, because components of the avoda are integral for the process of eating that meat, because you need to take, for example, the hira, the nazir, under the pot where the shlamim are cooked for the eating of it. As the pasuk says in Bemidbar Perek Vav, v'lokech ha-sa'ar roish nizir, you can take the hira of the head of the nazir, but nasan leish, you put on the fire. And also you need to do the tenufa, the elevation of the zroya b'sheila, of the cooked forearm, which again is part of the eating process. So therefore you see that you need to have the meat tahar at the time of the Zrika of the Dam, because it has to be even available later on for the processes of the Avodah of the Nazir. It has to be done with all these mitzvahs that we were talking about. So we find Nazir has to be, that the meat has to be tahar and around. Va'itza Pesach, and the same thing applies to Halacha of Pesach, as we mentioned, where the whole Karban Pesach is meant for the consumption of the meat for the owners. There the Halacha is, nitma chelev basar kaim, if the fats, the sacrificial parts, became tummy but the meat is still around, zerek hazam, you could throw the blood, because again, you're still going to have the meat, and you're also going to have one of the shirayim. However, nitma basar b'chelev kaim, in such a case where the meat became tummy and the fats will still be around, ein zerek hazam, you can't throw the blood anymore, because the integral component is not here anymore of the meat, which is necessary by both Shalmi Nazir and by the Karban Pesach. However, and this is the most important point for what we needed for Rav, v'im zarak hortza, if you did do the Zrika, then there will be a hartza, because they're not ma'akiv, and that's the source of Rav, that the meat is not ma'akiv, both by Shalmei Nazir, and for what Rav needs it for the Karban Pesach. So though our Mishnah says you're not supposed to, however, after the fact, it is kosher. Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Shua. However, the Braisa concludes, nitmu habaylim memes, if the owners became tummy from a mess, where then it's not going to be fit to eat it in the evening, because the tumah of a mess is for 7 days, then lo yizrik, then you're not allowed to throw it, and then the halacha is vim zarek, then even if you did throw it, then there, loy hortza, the halacha would be that it will not be considered hartza, it will not be considered valid after the fact, even according to Yeshua, because although, as we just finished saying, that the achil of the carbon is not ma'akiv, but as we had said with Reb Nosson, that gavra the chazil achila you need to have that the person should be fit to eat it. Now, the Torah pushes away someone that's tummy mace for Karban Pesach to Pesach Sheni, and he's not fit to eat it, and therefore it's not going to be considered hartza. And the same halacha, as Rashi explains, applies to Nazir. The pasuk over there says, "Ki yamis mesalav," that when someone that dies and he's metam himself with that corpse, where that demolishes his whole nazirus that he had, and therefore the same thing would apply to his carbon, that is not going to be considered a hartza, just like, because since he's not a gavra de chazil achila, it's not just that the meat will not be eligible, it's that he won't be eligible because he's tummy for the next 7 days, so he won't be able to eat from the meat anyway, therefore the carbon will be invalid even after the fact, both by Nazir and by the Karban Pesach. However, again, the Gemara concludes with two sources for the opinion of Rav, that although our Mishnah said that if the meat is tummy, you cannot do the zrik of the dam, the Karban Pesach, that Rav says that was only ketchila, but the yevet either like Rav Nosson, or like Rav Yeshua, that we find that after the fact, the meat will not be ma'akiv, it's only the eligibility of the person that's ma'akiv for the eating of the Karban Pesach.